What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, as you know, the story of Brickface has set the internet on fire. Gentlemen, I know every rock, brick, and stone pun that you can think of is going to be in the comments section. Ready on the left, ready on the right. Safety's off. The range is hot. Let loose, gentlemen. Let loose. Now, there's one particular word that I keep hearing with everybody who covers this story. What is that one word? Deserve. Gentlemen, I'm going in my own direction. And what am I going to use to lay my particular foundation? That's right, the movie Unforgiven. The final shootout in the saloon. What does Little Bill say? I don't deserve this. What does William Money tell him in response? Deserves got nothing to do with it. Exactly. Do men deserve to be absolutely destroyed by the family and divorce court systems? No. Do men deserve to be subject to false accusations just so a woman can fandangle her way out of a situation? No. Does the average, everyday, law-abiding citizen deserve to be subject to the criminals and scumbags of this society? No. But guess what? It still happens every damn day. Do people deserve to be subject to violence? No. But guess what? It still fucking happens every day, especially violence towards men from women. Do those men deserve that? No. But guess what? It still happens every day. So I don't have any sympathy for this woman, especially when you look at her past, which ironically is very rocky. Oh, I know. I ain't shit. And I'm going to the lower circle of hell. But guess what? I'm going to have fun before that happens. First and foremost, the details. Gentlemen, you have to look at the details. First and foremost, this woman is not even an American black woman. She is actually Somalian. Second, when you listen to the video of her talking about, oh, this man hit me in the face, what do the men say? That detail, what am I supposed to do? Another important detail, those men were not American black men. So one can come to the conclusion that the guy who smacked her across the face with that brick was also a non-American black man. Yeah, you could tell by their accents. And if you listen even closely, there were women in the background who said that those particular men were not even there when it happened. Oh, that's right. Another detail, this woman is a flat-out man-hating feminist. She's a rainbow rider. Ooh, yeah. However, the most damning pieces of evidence are two particular videos of her actually slapping two different white men. Now, I find it very ironic in another one of her videos. She said, well, black men don't protect and provide. It's the women who protect. It's the women who provide. Gentlemen, that mindset can only exist in a first world country. Do you think she would be this way over in Somalia? Hell no. Why? Because she would have ended up in a ditch some damn where. But as long as she's over here in the West, she can have that absolutely corrupt feminist and Western mindset. I find it very ironic. All that talk about her saying that women don't need men, blah, 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 blah. First things first, the first question that I would ask, who do you think was actually filming her when she made those skits of her smacking those two white men? Do you think it was women who were filming? Hell no. I guarantee you it was men who were filming. Why? Because when you look at the video of her slapping the older white man who was sitting down, she starts laughing, but there's also other men in the background behind the camera. So, one can always say women will sit back and say that they don't need men, but yet at the same time, when trouble happens, who do they want to come to the rescue? Men. She said it in her own video. I want you guys to be men. Do something about it. No. No, 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 no. Unfortunately, you had far too many American black men jump out the damn window like they're programmed to do. These guys jumped out the window shaming other American black men who had nothing to do with the fucking scenario to begin with. This is why I stay as clear as I can from the vast majority of American black men. We do not use critical thinking. Nope, we're too damn emotional. However, once that young man came out and said exactly what happened, now this is alleged, but I have to go back in history. Gentlemen, you also have to go back into your own history. What did this man say? He said she was actually taunting that man. So, the narrative that she wants to put out is, oh, I didn't give him my number. Therefore, he smacked me upside the head with a brick. Ow, she's a brick. Mm-mm-mm. House. No, no, no. Now, when it comes to rejection, other groups of women, non-black women, they will let a man down easy. However, when it comes to the vast majority of American black women, oh, no, 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 no. If a black man shoots his shot, she's not going to let him down easy. This is where the scenario of nuclear rejection comes into play. She's not going to just let him down easy. Oh, no, 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 no. She's going to make a scene about it. She wants to completely and totally humiliate that man just so she can break his spirit, just so she can feel better about herself. Yeah, I've experienced it in my youth. I'm pretty sure every black man that is listening to this has also experienced the nuclear rejection of an American black woman in their past. Yeah. Now, I find it very ironic. Let's go back to what she said. Those black men should be men and step up and protect her. Let's go back to something that Sister Scheherazade Ali said. Black women will book a black man a fight, then walk away. Meaning, that woman wanted those men to become her attack dogs. Oh yeah, gentlemen, make no mistake about it. American black men, you're supposed to be the sword and shield for the American black woman at all times. Your family be damned. Your girlfriend, be damned. Your wife, be damned. You're supposed to protect and serve them at all times and get nothing in return. No. So, I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 9. Gentlemen, this woman represents the perfect scenario. Why? She's a man-hating feminist. She had all of that smoke for a lot of people. Go back and look at her videos. Ironically, the videos of her smacking those two white men have been removed. However, I actually downloaded them. I wish I could put them on this video, but of course, we know, especially, you know, I've been shadow banned into oblivion, but they still monitor my channel. Go figure. But yeah, this woman, complete and total feminist, man hater, complete misandrist, but yet, when shit goes south, I need a man to help me. No. But the most damning piece of evidence is that young man's video testimonial. He said it, yeah. She's not innocent. She's actually a menace in their community. She goes out and she tries to look for trouble just so she can get a reaction. And the idea that this woman started a GoFundMe and got over $30,000, yeah, that shows you just how sad the vast majority of the Black American population truly is. No critical thinking skills. Never once did anybody say, hey, this woman should not have been out there causing trouble. Oh, no, we're just going to go on emotion and emotion alone. Yeah, I don't think so. I truly don't think so. But, hey, what more can I say? This woman fucked around and found out. She ran up on the right one. And he said, you know what? I want to rock with you all night. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Watch other videos. Read various articles. Let me know what you guys think. Like I said, gentlemen, leave your rock, stone, and brick puns in the comment section. Oh, this is going to be a hoot. But like I said, in ending, I have absolutely zero sympathy for women like this. I have zero sympathy for people who start shit with other people. I don't. Why? Because if someone is minding their business and you decide you want to, you know, intrude on them, impose your will onto them, hey, you cannot get mad at how somebody reacts when they're disrespected. It is what it is. And for you women out there who think that every man is supposed to be some disposable, you know, soldier for you, I want you to get this through your thick ass skulls quickly. The power you think you have is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be man haters in one breath and damsels in distress in the next breath, that's going out right along with it. Because that young man was 1,000% correct. He said, I have a daughter to go home to. Men, your life is way more fucking valuable than the society wants you to believe. The idea that you're supposed to sacrifice yourself for a random woman, hell no. Gentlemen, your primary mission is to make it home at night, even if you have to step over a dead body or two. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.